together they waded downstream, past willow and red-bellied rowan mingled with balsam and reed mace, the trees closing in an arch over the stream waters. Small clouds of midges flitted in and out of the sun-patterned shade, disturbed by the progress of the two wading creatures. Cupping paws about his mouth, Joseph called aloud,
"Figs! Where are you, Figs?"
Finbar tugged the edge of the bellmaker's jerkin urgently.
"Don't turn around too fast, matey. She's behind us."
Joseph turned slowly. Figs was there, seated on the brawny shoulders of an otter, who, with about 50 others, lined the stream, holding javelins menacingly. Finbar glanced over his shoulder to see a similar number appear, apparently from nowhere, merging between foliage, sunshine and shadow. Figs scrambled down from the otter's shoulders and swam to Joseph. The bellmaker ignored the javelins hemming him in on both sides and clucked disapproval at the otter babe.
"Look at your smock and bonnet. They're saturated."
This seemed to relax the otters. The big one spoke.
"I am Blerin Downriver. What names do you go by?"
"Joseph, the bellmaker. This is Finbar Galedeep, and there are more of us upstream."
Blerin leaned on his lance and nodded.
"I know. We have watched you since you camped there. Do you serve Urgan Nagru the fox wolf?"
Before an otter could lift javelin, Finbar's twin swords had cleared their sheaths. He went into a fighting crouch, his single eye glittering hotly.
"No, matey. We've come to do battle with him. So if you're on the fox wolf's side, we'd best start the party right here."
Blerin left his javelin sticking in the stream bed and extended a paw toward Joseph and Finbar.
"Your enemy is our enemy. We will fight him together, Finbar Galedeep."
So it was that the Pearl Queen's crew began the final stage of their march to Castle Florette.